Welcome to the Family Rules Podcast, where we discuss family, relationships, marriage, parenting, and everything we've learned along the way.
And how to get through it all.
It's me, TJ Jackson, and with me is my wife, Frances Jackson.
Hey, guys.
And we are going to give you some key strategies, tips, and rules on how to strengthen your family and help you and your family live your best lives.
That's the plan.
So, on today's show, Frances, we are going to talk about family meetings, family reviews.
Family connection.
Family connections, yes. Just having get-together time where you can actually, without electronics, you could talk to your family and learn about each other.
Yeah.
I know it sounds kind of odd why we would be doing a show on this, but I truthfully feel that's how far away we've gotten from the simplicity of connecting with your family that I felt we should bring more attention and light to this topic.
Absolutely. We try to do that. We do. But even we have fallen behind on that as well.
Yes. But one thing I want to say is what we just did, which was we just had a little bit of a family review with each child individually, one-on-one for about 20 minutes. And I thought it was went well. It went great. You know, could you honestly say you've learned more about your child doing this?
Definitely. Even Rio.
Yeah.
Even though he wasn't a full 20 minutes, but...
He was, what, 5 minutes?
He lasted about 7 minutes.
But here's the thing. By doing this and intentionally having... It's kind of like and I can't think of the proper term because I never really worked a 9-to-5, but don't they have like end of this year?
It's called an evaluation.
Okay.
I used to have many of those.
Did you?
Yeah.
With who and for
what
job?
With my bosses. Every job I've had.
What would they evaluate?
Just like, it was more opinion based, or I was never really reprimanded because I was always like followed the rules and did my work. But yeah, you know. Sometimes they would ask, like, you know, is there anything you could, you know, that you see that we could do better, or, you know, just ideas from each employee to how to make the company stronger and better.
Well, there you go. So that's the right term. That's what I couldn't think of, evaluation. So that's pretty much what we did today. And we've done it before, but we haven't been consistent. And
right.
We are going to try to do it every 6 months. And I think the fact that we are homeschooling, it kind of felt like a parent-teacher conference, but it was more just a parent conference with the child.
Yeah, I think we're probably going to do it more often than every 6 months.
In this formal way we did it just now?
Well, I mean, more so, I feel like we should do it once a month to connect with them to just see how they're doing.
Well,
I would like to do it once a month with each child.
I think connecting, yes, I'm for that. But in terms of the evaluating way we did it, because what we did was we sat the child down, mm-hmm. and we went through school, we went through what they're liking about it, what they're not liking about it, what we think could do better, how they're doing, and then we came off of school and talked about life. Is there anything you need? This is what we think you are doing great at. This is what we think you can get better at. This is what we would like to see you do. And it was very interesting because for each child we did it with, I really did learn something new.
Yeah.
And it was very cool to have that experience. I wasn't expecting it to feel so without a loss of a term, but it felt like a connecting.
Yeah, it wasn't, I don't feel like it was formal. I think we try to make it, you know, to where they had the platform to tell us like anything that was bothering them or how school, like study, you know, like we do different things with the kids.
We do different what?
Different. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. Help me out here.
Nope. I'm just going to watch you struggle.
You're going to have to edit a lot then.
No, I'm not editing this either because I'm tired.
Anyways.
Different what, honey? Well, I'll help you.
Different, you know, we do different.
Topics, subjects?
No, it's... You know, the time for learning versus the out school.
Different curriculums.
Different curriculums. So okay. A lot, you know, I think for us, it's a little more difficult because we have different ones. different curriculum.
And we, you know, and we're not going to tell which child, but one of the children asked, why can't it be more like what her friends are doing and that ours are harder and more difficult? And our responses were the same, is that we want you to be the best you can be. And we don't want you to compare yourself to others. And truthfully, I know you probably disagree, but I don't think their schooling curriculum's that difficult.
Oh, honey, of course you don't. Of course you don't.
Why you say it like that?
Because this is the thing. The kids will come to me and they're very honest with if they feel overwhelmed or, you know, their thing is they don't want to disappoint you. You know, so they're almost, you know, not afraid because that's not the word, but they don't want to disappoint you. And
they don't want to let me down.
They don't want to let you down. And if they're struggling in an area, then it's like, am I letting daddy down?
Well, I think, I'm hoping they know this. And this is another thing we brought up during our family evaluation was for one of the children, that was what I said. It's like, I don't want you to be so disappointed when you struggle or when you mess up. I want you to understand that that's actually a beautiful blessing and that's mm-hmm. what's going to lead you to growth.
But to learn from it. And that's hard for a young person to understand and wrap their mind around.
It is. But you know what? That is why I wanted to do a show on this topic, because it's very important for, I think, parents to deliver that message to their child that it's okay to mess up. It's okay to have failure.
It's part because of life.
It is part of life. And kids on their own don't want to mess up. They don't like to lose. They don't want to feel less than. And especially from their parents, they don't want to be seen as less than. Mm-hmm. So whether you are homeschooling or not, it's important to connect with your child every month, as every day, really, but in a formal way, at least several times a year. Just to make sure that your child knows that you're invested in them and just to give them that platform where they can connect with you.
Yeah, and you can also learn what they're loving at the moment. We just learned that, you know, Dee Dee truly loves her drawing. I mean, that's what she's really into. So what can we do as parents to, you know, hone in on that? What can we do? Can we sign her up for more classes? Do we get her, you know, sketchbooks? And, you know, she has all that stuff. But like, what can we do to make her love it even more?
To develop the passion even stronger. I just think it's very important for, like I said, for everyone out there to have those one-on-one, not group, but one-on-one mm-hmm. with each child and give that child your full attention. Give them their chance to speak on what's bothering them, what's hurting them, and let them know that, obviously, this isn't the only chance you could tell me. You can always tell me, mm-hmm. but this is you know, this is something we're going to be doing.
Yeah, I'm having that platform for them to know that, like, you can count on us. What are you struggling in? How can we help you? And how can we help make it better?
We can't forget that depression and suicide is at all-time highs.
Yes.
And we never know what our kids are going through. You know, it's a very difficult time right now. Not only with the pandemic, but social media is more popular than ever and bigger than ever. And there's peer pressure and all different types of things that could be weighing on your child. So by doing these kind of family evaluations, again, like I said, it's just another opportunity to connect, to maybe discover something you didn't know about your child. And just to let your child know that you're with them, you're supporting them, you're investing in them, and that you care about them and their future.
Well said, honey. That is very true.
And think of this. Kids are often trying to find their true selves. They're trying to find where their spot or place in this world. And they need a source that is going to be true and real with them. And you want to make sure you are that source and establish yourself as that source. And they already think of you as that source. So it's a good... You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, it's just because when you say that, you know, you have to be empathetic about it, because kids, right, especially, you know, from certain ages, from probably about 12 on, kids are very sensitive to what their parents have to say.
Well, you do have to say whatever your evaluations, you have to give your input safely, and you have to be smart about it, because your words to your children are very heavy. So if you say something that's cruel or that could be interpreted as cruel, it could backfire.
Yes.
But if you are saying it from a place of love and in a place of, like I said, of improvement.
Always try to lead with love. Always.
Well, yes.
That's very important.
But here's the thing that we have to clarify. Just because you lead with love, you also have to make sure consciously you're trying to do it in a way that's helpful.
Yes.
Because sometimes people show their love by teasing.
Yeah.
Or by...
You don't want to tear them down or make them feel less than.
No. No. But yeah. What I was saying is kids in today's world are struggling to find out who they are. So by doing these evaluations, their most trusted source, their parents, are able to give them a sense of who they are. And it's something that I think is a healthy thing for them to lean on. I'd rather them lean on me for what they need to work on or what they can improve on or what they're great at versus some outside external place.
Absolutely.
And I just think it's a safer, more solid way for kids to grow.
Yeah, because no one loves your child more than you do.
And to say this is where I agree. Obviously, connecting way more than several times, you know, a year, at least once a month. I get that. But from an evaluation, there's a difference.
Yeah, there is.
Because it can be more critical. It can be more educational. It can be more, more helpful for the growth of the child. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because it should be a little more often than 6 months, because if they're struggling in a certain area, you're going to want to know that
yes.
sooner than later. So you can help them through it.
Well, there's a great, great, great quote.
Let me go. Yeah, I was going to say, let me guess a quote.
It's from Henry Cloud, and he says, "The natural response to evaluation is to feel judged. We have to mature to a place where we respond to it with gratitude and love feedback." And this was something that, you know, we could probably have done a better job at least telling the kids to make sure this only comes from a place from love. But we did that. We gave them hugs and told them we love them and they could feel that.
Yeah. I think for a younger person, that's hard to understand that mm-hmm. it's coming from a place of love. But like you said, we also made it fun at the same time.
Yeah.
And it was more chill and laid back because we want them to be open with us.
It's very important. All right, I think we could close. This was a short podcast. You're looking at me like you're not happy that we're doing this.
Am I ever?
You're always happy with me, but.
Well, I never want to end early.
It's okay. I mean,
yeah.
Something's better than nothing. You know, we've
Absolutely.
Been busy. I was in Nashville. You're decorating Christmas trees in the homes.
Yep.
So you're busy. I'm busy. But
I was doing way more than that, by the way.
What else did you do in this
Oh, my. Honey, kids have to eat. House has to be clean. Laundry has to be done. I mean, it's on and on. You don't want me to keep going down my list.
I want to hear how much more you got on that
list.
Oh,
there's a lot.
Name one more.
Call me Mrs. Jackson. I mean, I was also a teacher at the same time.
You were?
Yes, was I it? Was.
Was it enjoyable?
Not always.
All right. As we like to do, we like to close the show with a quote. So I have another quote, Francis.
Of course you do.
Why do you always lean in when you want to make sure you're being heard? I guess that's the reason. You want to make sure you're being heard. But yes, I have a quote from the legendary basketball coach from UCLA. For any basketball fans or college sports fans here in the States, you'll know this man. It is Mr. John Wooden. And he has many, many books on self-improvement and leadership. You're not familiar with John Wooden, are you?
I've heard of him.
Okay.
Is that was his brother the one who Lexi met?
I have no idea. I haven't heard about that. You never told me if he did.
Honey, she went on a college tour.
I know she did at point whatever, but I don't remember if she ever met him. But anyway.
Okay.
The quote, Francis. This is a podcast. People are listening to us, so we have to stay on point.
Okay.
Okay, the quote. And this is a great one for not only for just in life, for even for us parents. Without proper self-evaluation, failure is inevitable. And I truly believe that. I believe we have to be able to listen to feedback and be critical of ourselves. And we have to teach that amongst our kids, because we live in a world where we are always going to be judged, but we have to make sure they understand that from sources that are important in their lives, it's important to be able to be criticized or be judged and to take it the proper
way. Constructive criticism.
Constructive criticism. But they still, because sometimes if you give constructive criticism, sometimes kids don't even know how to take that.
Yeah. So that's why you have to lead with love and have some empathy, because, you know, you want them to always be able to open up to you and come to you with, you know, any issues that they may have. Beautiful. So be soft about it.
Be soft. And we're going to close. That's it.
All right.
That's it. But yes, people, we will be back next week. Right, Francis?
Will we?
We'll be back next week with another new episode. But from this episode, please consider doing it. It's the end of the year. It's a great time to do so. It's been a challenging year. Talk with your child. Tell them what you're proud of them and they're growing and what they're doing well. Tell them what you feel you could they could do better. Just make sure you do it from a place from love, and you showcase that place from of love. And what else, my love?
That's pretty much it.
That's it. And at the end of the evaluation, make sure you tell them you love them, give them a hug, and tell them you're proud of them. All right?
Well said, my love.
All right. We are going to continue the question and the conversation on family evaluations on our Facebook Family Rules group. So if you haven't joined that, make sure you do so. Go on Facebook, go on Facebook and look up Family Official Group, Family Rules Official Group, and join it and carry on the conversation. That's it, everyone. If you're liking the podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or any of your favorite podcast listening apps. It really helps. And don't forget to tell a friend. Thank you for listening. Thanks for joining us today. And make sure you subscribe or follow us. And finally, remember,
love is the answer.